Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Was that?
I think so.
Oh, I must have dozed off last night. Morning.
Morning.
What did they drop for us today?
It looks like another leg.
Brilliant.
At least it looks cooked this time.
Small graces.
Oh, they refilled the bucket as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you. That was the longest time yet.
They're trying to starve you.
Just enough to keep me alive. Where's the stone?
By your left foot.
Oh. It was four yesterday, so... here, about?
A little higher.
Here?
Yes.
Well, there's our tally. What are we at now?
85 days.
85 days. Nearly 3 months.
Nearly.
Well, celebrations are in order, I suppose.
Well, did you...
Not yet. I get to eat first.
All right. I was thinking, if we use the water from the bucket on the dirt we've piled from the wall, we could make it into a much more solid step. I think that's what's needed to let it support your weight.
We've talked about this. Without the water, then I...
You've just said it. They're not going to let you die. They'll refill it.
John, I'm barely clinging on here. He's winning. You get that, right? I know it doesn't matter to you.
Stop. we agreed.
Fine.
I'm not saying it isn't a gamble. What I'm saying is, I think there may be enough clay within the dirt. If it dries, then we have a solid way to get out. You're practically able to reach the top already with what we've made.
Maybe. Look, let me finish. Drink some more, and then we can decide. It's a 15-foot high to the edge.
So goddamn close, we can practically touch it.
Yes, but we need to be ready for when we do get out. Those things, John. They're not...
I know.
Do you really want all our work to go to waste? If we escape and end up back in this hole, or hell, in a hole that we haven't dug pieces of the wall out and made this step, or whatever you want to call it.
I know.
We need to be prepared. We've used almost all of Mr. Faust.
He still has some use.
I know.
Are you done?
I needed that. It's almost like they know what they're doing, starving me just as we're making headway.
Now, did you dream?
I said when I'm done. Let me get a drink of water. Okay. I did dream last night. I was standing on a pier. The waves washed under me. They made a hollow clunk as they reverberated off the wooden pillars of the boardwalk beneath my feet. I could see the sun as it set. The orange sky, deep and rich like, I don't know, egg yolk.
Go on.
The birds were loud, but I didn't find them irritating. I could feel the sea air on my skin. My hair moved with the breeze. And when I turned, I saw...
And what?
Nothing.
What else? We agreed that
we agreed that I'd tell you as much as I want about my dreams.
We agreed, so long as Faroe wasn't...
You agreed! To never mention her name again.
Fine.
Anyway, then I woke up, and I was here. We need to leave this place. They're feeding me less and less every day, bringing water in frequently. They want it so I can't move, so I'm nothing but brittle bones and a soft mind to manipulate.
Our plan is sound, Arthur.
But you want to expedite it how?
We've been carving enough from the wall using the bones we found to shape the dirt into a suitable incline. The only thing working against us is time. If we use the water from the bucket to harden the dirt...
Nothing hardens here, John. It's too damp, too dreary, too fucking dull.
What does that have to do with it?
I don't know. I can't see this place, but I can feel it. More than ever before, I can feel the mud walls, the thin black roots, the stalactites that are hanging from the low ceiling above us. I've walked this circular prison 1,000 times, 60 steps, all the way around, never a corner.
So what?
So, I never want to come back here. And we're not done with Mr. Faust's femur. It needs to be sharper.
The bone isn't going to get any sharper, Arthur. You're delaying and you know it. The truth is you're scared that if we leave this place, we'll end up back here. You don't know what's beyond this pit, and so you're finding excuses.
I am not.
I said it before, yesterday, and last week. You could climb out of here today if you wanted to.
Then what is all this with the bucket and the clay?
Because you're relying too much on them. The minute we have nothing to keep us here is the minute you finally leave this place. You're right, Arthur. He is winning, and you're letting him.
Fuck you. I'm surviving.
In this pit? In this hole of nothing? Designed by those who wish to drive us mad, you're clinging to the hole, like you cling to everything, unable to move on.
That is not the same thing.
No, you're right. But you're still letting your fear cripple you. We need to escape. A day isn't going to change that.
You think we can make it up with what we have
with as much as what we've done.
Yes.
You think Mr. Faust's femur is as sharp as it's going to get?
Yes.
Those things up there. I didn't have much of a say last time they captured us.
I know.
I'm scared, John. We've been in this hole, in this dream, for months. I won't survive another failure.
There's always Plan B.
Plan B? You're kidding.
We can't pretend it isn't an option.
Plan B was something I proposed early on, before we dug up Mr. Faust. Look, I didn't think...
It wasn't a bad plan, Arthur. It was just...
risky.
Yes. But is it any more risky than climbing out?
Yes. Those things. I can hear them as they pass on patrols. They're...
monstrous.
Yes. Plus fighting one of those things one-on-one in this pit. Blind.
Fighting one may be an inevitability, Arthur. The long metal hook they used to collect the bucket.
I know. That's presuming whatever is on the other end of it has a sure enough grip when we pull.
And assuming that we're strong enough to even overpower it.
It's not a great plan.
But it could yield us a weapon. Regardless, that's why it's Plan B, Arthur. At least we're finally talking about it again.
I know.
Look, we need to move. We need to leave this place. Your strength is fading fast. You're mostly skin and bones. Climb out, or let's find a way to bring one of those things down here. Either way, we can't afford to waste away in this pit.
You're right. Okay. Let's.
Finally. I'm glad you're thinking clearly.
I wouldn't say that exactly. It's just... I think there is truth to what you're saying, and I'm growing weaker every day.
All right. So when?
Now.
Yes, Arthur.
Look, we have Mr. Faust's femur. That's all we have or need.
Your clothes are all but tattered.
I don't care.
All right, Arthur. This still won't be easy. The incline is high enough to jump and reach. It'll take effort, with your strength all but gone.
I know. But I want it. I can taste it, John. I've been a prisoner for so long, far before arriving here. I can do this.
All right.
Is this...
a little more to your left. You'll need to gain a bit of speed before you jump. Last time you...
Yes, last time won't happen again.
But remember, you need to pull up with both hands. And if you
have... Yes, I remember.
All right.
You just remember to say jump before we hit the apex of the ramp.
That was one time at the beginning.
Fine.
We can do this.
Yeah.
Jump! No! Fuck!
God damn it!
Fucking hell, Arthur!
Me!
I did say jump!
You said it too late!
Enough! We both know the reason we're not in sync.
It's the same reason we haven't been in sync the first 15 times we tried this. It's because you don't say jump on time.
Fuck you! I said when you needed to jump.
It's because you and I are...
yes.
We're not ever going to get back to that, John.
I know.
Too much has been said. Too much pain. Too many lies.
I know.
So we'll try again.
Jump!
Fuck!
I'm sorry.
It's fine. Just do me a favor.
What?
This time, just don't say anything.
Arthur...
nothing. Please. I'm not saying it bitterly. Just let me try on my own.
Okay. Jesus Christ, Arthur! You have it! You're holding on! Don't let go! Pull yourself up! You can do this! Arthur, you can do this! Leave all this behind! Leave the pit behind, the dreamlands! Focus on now. You can do this, Arthur. You have the strength. I know you do. You did it. Arthur, you fucking did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god. We're out. We're fucking out.
Thank you, John. Thank you. I felt really good to hear.
You deserved it. But we're far from out of the woods.
Right, right. Okay, okay. Oh my god. Where are we? What am I looking at?
This massive cavern has a low roof, maybe 10 feet above us.
Yes, yes. But what's around us?
It's a massive field of stalagmites. Large, jutting up from the ground, almost like a forest made of stone. There are maybe 20 feet wide at the base in some places. Surrounding all of them are large holes, prison pits like ours. The nearest one is a couple hundred feet away.
Okay. Okay, is there a way out?
I'm not sure. I think there is. The far side of the forest.
All right, all right. Are there any of them?
Not that I can see.
All the same, I think we'll keep a low profile.
Yes, there seems to be a thin mist that claws across the ground here. It obscures only some of the pits, so we'll need to be careful.
Which way?
Right.
What is that stench?
I don't know. Some of these pits...
Can you see into any of them?
No, but I think I can hear movement in some of them. We're passing one to our right. The mist shrouds whatever's within.
I loathe to think of what prisoners are kept here besides us.
Stop.
What?
I see a guard.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ.
No, it doesn't see us. It seems to be on patrol. I think... Get down.
What?
Get down. Beneath the mist. Lay flat. Don't move.
What? What are we lying in? What's moving?
The ground is covered in small insects.
Oh my god.
Quiet. I think it's past.
Fuck. Oh god. I can feel them beneath my clothes.
You'll live. We're almost at the entryway. More.
More?
Guards.
Do they seem alerted?
I'm not sure, but there are many coming towards us from around a stalagmite.
Fuck.
We can cut across a pit.
What?
To our left. There's a pit directly to the exit. There's a wooden plank laying across it. A shortcut.
Is it?
There's no time, Arthur. Move! Arthur, you're going to need to lay down on the plank.
Oh, God.
Trust me. The mist will hide us. Now!
Is this pit empty?
I can't tell.
No.
Fuck! You're escaping. Arthur, I can't see anything. Just a white mist that fills the pit. It could be anything.
Yes.
Please bring me water.
Why? Who are you? What are you?
Please, just one small drink of water.
Maybe I...
Arthur, we need to leave. Go!
I'm sorry.
Move! It's right ahead of us.
Is it clear?
Yes. There's a room just ahead, past this doorway.
Okay.
It looks to be empty.
What is this?
A drum and bucket.
Is there water in it?
Arthur.
Just tell me.
Yes, Arthur, but don't be a fucking idiot. Whatever that thing was, it was...
It didn't seem dangerous.
Those things are behind us. For all we know, they could be finding out that we're missing any second. And you want to head back and give some prisoner water. Leave.
I don't want to be a monster.
You're not being a monster, Arthur. You are surviving. Leave this place, and don't look back.
I can't. I know what it feels like to be trapped in a pit without anything.
Arthur, we both do.
Yes. And it's for exactly that reason I need to help.
Arthur, for fuck's sake!
Listen to me! I'm not ready to let this world trample over me. I've said it before, to your better half. I won't let it win. Corruption of the heart is the same as corruption of the mind. Both are trying to change me. I can't lose who I am. Then they win. That's how they win it. That's how he wants to win. I am the captain of my soul.
This isn't a fight for your soul.
It is, though. All of this is. Don't you get that?
The king is trying to weaken you. Make your mind malleable. Easy to coerce.
The king is trying to win me. In whatever way he can. Trick my mind, berate my soul.
And if those things should catch us and throw us back in the pit?
From pole to pole.
What?
Nothing. That's not for you.
What's not for me?
My thoughts. Look, we're getting water for that creature, and that's that. You can help me or hinder me.
There's a cup to your left. They're still patrolling, but they're deep within the stalagmite forest, on the other side of the pit. It's coming up. The mist still bellows from within.
Here, my friend. Whatever creature you may be, no one deserves this fate.
Thank you, Arthur.
How do you know my name?
Arthur, we should leave.
It is a gift.
A gift?
I am a canna. I know many things.
A canna?
A canna? Wait, you... The traitor told me of you. You can help me.
I can help you, Arthur Lester. As you have helped me.
Wait, why are you here? Has the king trapped you here?
He does not know I am here. I am a prisoner of this place for reasons I have brought upon myself.
Arthur the Patrol.
Right. Look, can you help me? I'm lost, and I just want to find a way to get home. Get away from this hell. I can barely remember the sun.
Arthur Lester, your world awaits your return. Beyond this place, you'll find a red lake. Beside it, the 10,000 steps. At the top, a great city. But at the gates of the city, to their right, lay a path to the plateau. There, the worlds are thin, and you can barter passage home.
I can go home?
Yes.
Back to Arkham.
Please. Let me help you out. Let me find a way to...
The board. If you pull back the wooden board, it will fall in.
Right.
That was loud, Arthur.
I know. Quickly. Can you climb up?
Arthur, there's movement in the mist below. The board is bending with the weight of something climbing up.
Here, take my hand.
Arthur, its hand is... webbed and wet.
Yes, I can feel it.
Oh, he's small. Almost resembling a frog. Its large green eyes are narrow. Its hands and arms are long enough to reach forward, but its feet are nearly at the bottom of its body. I wonder if he drank the water or needed it for his skin.
Thank you, Arthur Lester.
Thank you.
Lorik.
Arthur, we need to leave.
Come this way. I think we found a way out. I think
that is not the way out.
What?
Come this way.
It's leading us to the left, closer to the guards.
If there's anyone to trust.
We're heading through the stalagmites on the edge of the pits. It's... Wait.
What?
Get down. It's moving to the wall of the cavern to our right.
Through here.
There's a passageway. Nearly hidden.
How?
I know many things.
After you.
It's tight.
I'll manage.
We're out on the other side. Arthur, we're...
free.
Yes. We're standing on the outskirts of a barren field of stone. High above is the cavern ceiling. We're still deep underground, but the large wall behind us holds the prison. We're free.
Thank you. Thank you, Lorik.
Thank you. Again, Arthur Lester.
I have, for the first time in my heart, hope. Thanks to you.
Keep that hope close. It is attractive to those who dwell in the darkness.
Will you come with us?
I cannot.
He's departing, Arthur.
Wait. Which way to the Red Lake?
Toward the glistening pillars of ice.
Lorik! You said you were in there for reasons you brought upon yourself. What did you do?
I helped another from your world escape this place.
Another?
Yes.
Who? Lorik!
Arthur, quiet!
Fuck, yes. Sorry.
I appreciate your excitement, but we're not out of this yet. We have none of our things.
Right. Damn.
Start moving.
Yes, I... No, fuck off with that. That's not how we do things anymore, remember?
Arthur, I'm not...
No, listen. I don't take orders from you. That was the deal.
I don't care about that anymore.
I do.
Listen to me. I want to get home. No matter what. Ego aside, past aside, Arthur, we have a way to get home.
To my home.
If you just need me to be your eyes, so be it. But you know I can offer more. We have a monumental task ahead of us.
Then we eat it like an elephant.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Then we stop by getting to that lake.
All right. You're left. The ground is loose stone, difficult, pathless, at the surface of a barren planet. Are you... What's wrong?
Nothing.
You're crying.
Yes. I can't remember the last time I felt... anything. This good. This hopeful.
Yes. Well.
Well, what?
Nothing. Let's find a way to get to that lake.
What was that?
I don't know. It came from behind us.
From the prison?
No, more to our right.
Do you think they have patrols on the outside? Or something?
Very possible.
You don't see anything?
No. Although...
Yes?
I feel like we're being watched.
Watched, but not approached?
Yes.
Something hunting. I wonder what creatures lurk here. Dwelling in the darkness, as the Canna said.
We should wait and see if anything is following us.
No. We should keep moving. Right?
We can hide here. There are a few large boulders. If something is following us, we can use Mr. Faust if we need to. Otherwise, we might be bringing something unintentionally with us.
I think we should move.
It's your call.
Fine. We'll wait. If we are truly done with this place, I want to make sure we're not being tracked.
To the left of us, there's a large fallen stalactite. It's on its side.
Okay.
When you say you can't remember the last time you felt anything, you mean...
I don't know. I felt overcome.
Overcome?
With emotion, John. I just felt like I couldn't contain it. Is there anything following us?
No, not yet. I've heard you lash out before, but...
And I you.
But I'm...
Don't tell me you don't understand why I felt overcome, John. Come on. You're far from an idiot at this point.
I'm saying I'm trying to understand.
What?
What that... feels like.
What feels like? Being overcome?
Yes.
With?
Joy?
Oh, fuck off.
What?
Don't you do-
do this to me.
Do what?
You don't get it. It took everything for me to open up to you, and you threw it in my face. Don't make me pity you.
Arthur, it's been so long.
It's been nothing compared to how long I carried that with me. How deep I buried that. How difficult it was for me to dredge up. You asked and asked and asked, and the minute I shared it with you, you threw it in my face.
I am sorry, all right? I've said it already, and I'll say it again.
And what about Emily? You killed her for no reason. Why? Why on earth did you...
Because I'm the fucking king in yellow, Arthur! You wanted me to own it, and so I do. I didn't remember what I was, but I knew she was beneath me. She was nothing but a tool, and one I couldn't use. She was strong. I needed to be free. I needed to be in someone whom I could manipulate. To find out what I was and to find a way to escape.
So you've been using me from the start?
You always knew that.
So you killed her because she was useless to you and because you could?
Yes.
And you're okay with that?
No. No, I'm not.
You're not?
You view me without conflict. As if I'm whole. As if I'm the person that I always intended to be.
What is that supposed to mean?
I am trying to become the thing I should have been a long time ago. It doesn't come without blood. It doesn't come without cracked ribs and broken bones. I am clawing my way, stumbling in the dark, just as you are, toward a better version of myself. I am fucking up as I move there. But that doesn't make me a monster. That makes me human.
You don't...
I don't need you to care for me. And I don't need your pity. But I need you to know I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
Look, I don't see anything. It's possible that it was just shifting stones.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's move towards the...
glistening pillars of ice. They're to our left.
Yeah. I can't imagine what that would look like. Sounds quite interesting down here.
This area is alien for sure. The pillars in question are massively tall, icy beams that connect the vast ceiling of this cavern with what I imagine will reveal itself to be the lake. They are frozen, like droplets from a giant fountain.
These caverns must be entire worlds wide.
This plane is completely its own creation. I don't know where the dream ends and natural formations begin.
I know that feeling firsthand.
The lake isn't far from us, thankfully.
And then it's the steps.
I wouldn't be surprised if those are the... Well, I think I can already make them out. It's difficult to see much, though the cavern does seem to have a soft violet light emanating from various corners. Movement.
I hear it.
Stay down. Get ready. What the hell is that?
What?
I don't know. It looks like a large cow.
What?
It's alone.
Jeez.
It seems timid, safe to approach. It's maybe 5 feet tall from the ground and walks on all fours. It has plate-like bones jutting from its back where patches of green moss-like fuzz cover it. Its face looks part elephant, part anteater. Its beady eyes are dwarfed by massive ears, though they look intelligent. It has a mouth on the end of its long trunk-like snout.
What are you doing here?
Seems to pay us no mind.
Hello?
This is still a creature of the Dreamlands, Arthur.
Hey,
be careful.
Hey.
It's close now.
Hey.
Its intelligent eyes are studying us.
Hey, come on.
It's reaching towards us with its snout.
It's okay. Come.
Apparently it likes the insects that were crawling around on us. Don't pet it, Arthur.
I'll come off it. Here, big guy. Come here.
It seems to like it.
Why are you out here, fella?
Oh. It looks like there's a harness on him. As if it were a mule to pull a cart.
Ah, a work thing.
I think it likes you, Arthur.
I like him. Well, I suppose it's time we leave. I'm not following you. Not after last time. Take care, big guy. It's following us, isn't it?
Yes.
No. You need to stay here, big guy. Stay.
I don't think it understands English, let alone your accent, Arthur.
Shut up. Stay, big guy. We don't have time to play. No.
It's snuffling around the ground excitedly.
Lovely. There must be a lot of grubs.
It's unearthed something.
What is it?
I don't know. A white, waxy root of some sort. I can't tell in the darkness of the cavern, but it may have leaves on it. Some sort of vegetation, I suppose.
Lovely.
I think it's offering it to you, Arthur. It's waiting expectantly.
Well, thank you, big guy or girl or... I don't have a name for you. I like you...
Lily.
Lily? Where did that come from?
Lily.
Okay. Lily. You need to stay here. We can't have you pacing around after us to...
Its harness looks tight.
Well, these things usually are.
Cutting into her skin.
Cutting in, eh?
Yes.
Back on Earth, people use cows, horses, any number of animals, really, to do work.
Of course.
I find this place, though, the creatures here, they're not like back on Earth. If there's anything I've learned, it's that most things here deserve to be left to their own devices. Lily, do you want to go free?
It could put a target on our back.
Any bigger than a prison break?
True.
Although maybe you're right. Maybe it's just the ex-captive in me wanting to share the feeling of liberation with another.
It's your call. I support you.
No one deserves to be a prisoner. Least of all something that didn't do anything wrong.
Thank you, Arthur.
Go on. Goodbye, Lily.
Perhaps that was what she was hoping for. What are you going to do with that?
With what?
The waxy root in your hand.
Oh, right. I don't suppose we should eat it.
It would be very unwise.
Right. Well, let's just hold on to it for now. It is, after all, our only possession.
The lake isn't far now.
Right. I hope she's...
She's moving on. Back to where we found her.
Okay. So?
So?
Lily?
Yes. Lily.
Why? That's the first I've heard you utter the name, let alone have it so readily on your tongue. Surely it means something, but we haven't come across a Lily to my memory, and we've been together for months now without a moment apart.
That's not entirely true.
What do you mean?
Lily was the name of a nurse back in Harper's Hill.
A nurse?
Yes. You recall you were in a coma. And I wasn't.
You... She's the one who called you John Doe?
Yes.
You had a connection with her?
Perhaps. It was a long time alone with my thoughts. She was the only other person I saw.
I never asked, did I?
You didn't need to.
No, but obviously that was a time that changed you. You've mentioned a few times how that time affected you. Lily.
Lily.
Why offer it up now?
The name?
Yes, you obviously kept it close.
It felt fitting. No use carrying a name around.
No?
Is there?
I don't know, John. I suppose sometimes carrying a name around with you is important to remember who you are, or
what you want to be.
I suppose.
You don't have to lose the name just because you gave it away. Or, more importantly, you don't need to forget the time.
We're here.
At the lake.
Yes, it's still as glass, almost frozen looking. The shore is gravel, small stones that seem to fade into the blackness of the lake. The caverns above are a ceiling of broken bones, stalactites that jut down beside the icy pillars that support the roof. It is a sight.
Thank you, but I want you to know that if Lily is special to you, well...
Well, what? We can see her again?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Arthur, do you still intend to find a way to separate us?
Yes.
Then there's no need for empty platitudes, is there?
Okay.
The stairs start to our left.
The 10,000 steps? Mm-hmm. I suppose this is going to take a while. It's not impossible. You may end up with your own body, John.
Yeah?
I don't know. I can't fathom the nature of our separation yet, so who knows what that even looks like, but perhaps you will.
Perhaps I will what?
I don't know. Enter a cadaver or something.
Lovely.
Look, I'm just saying that if we get out of here somewhat unscathed, then I suppose we have some time to figure out what the next step is. That includes finding a way to separate us.
How?
Well, before the Dreamlands, before all of this, we followed Amanda Cummings to Harper's Hill. She was Roland's daughter.
The detective, who we think my book was originally meant to be sent to, from the rare bookstore.
Yes, J.D. Ackerman, the bookseller. We think he meant to send your book to Roland.
Right.
Anyway, we followed that lead to an island off the coast of Harper's Hill, where we found a letter written by Amanda to Anna. And, after asking the tooth, the seer, we found it was Anna Stanzik. Both of them knew a lot about this world, its teaching, and I think they were also in the house back in Arkham.
But Amanda's dead.
Yes, but she wrote those letters to Anna as if she was expecting her to follow. It revealed all about the King in Yellow and more.
So we need to find Anna Stanzik. You think she's the next piece of this puzzle?
Yes.
And where do you suppose we start? After we leave the Dreamlands, I mean.
Anna Stanzik and her family. We were in that mansion back in the woods near Arkham. Just north of it, remember? Where we brought the baby. We were there, we didn't even realize it.
Well, she's no longer there.
No, of course not. The mansion was long abandoned, but we didn't think to look around for a sign of where she went. She was nobody to us at that point. We were only looking to get the baby back and leave that godforsaken place.
So, if we get back...
If we get back, we return to the mansion, scope out clues, and try to find the place she could have gone to.
All right.
How many steps is that?
You think I'm counting?
Okay. Well, how close are we to...
Whoa. The city.
City?
Yes. I hadn't noticed, but the tall gates of the city are at the top of this stairway. They're not far, actually.
Brilliant.
I don't think this is anywhere near 10,000 steps. Something seems odd about these steps. Some supernatural force seems to propel us. The cavern floor is far below us.
Well, how many steps lay behind?
I don't know. I can...
Why are you following me?
Jesus Christ!
God!
You again!
Why are you following me?
We're not bloody following you. You're behind us. Jesus Christ.
It's the traitor, Arthur.
I figured. What the hell brings you down here?
Down here?
Yes, underground.
I go where I please.
He looks the same as he did. A series of twigs and branches. A large sack on his back. I still can't see his face. It's covered by a hood.
Where are you heading, anyway?
Nowhere you need follow.
He's moving forward.
All right. Still trading.
If the interest is there.
He's moving past us, climbing the stairs towards the city.
Hey,
there are
wait!
Thousands of steps behind us, Arthur.
Wait!
These stairs aren't as they seem.
What?
We found a canna.
Good for you.
Hey!
What?
Trade with us. Isn't that what you do?
What have you to offer?
This. Would you like a waxy vegetable?
He's eyeing it, as you would...
How did you find this?
He seems surprised.
A friend helped us find it.
A friend?
Yes. Someone you have a bond of mutual affection for.
He's looking at you.
It's a cow-like creature. I don't know. Lily.
A lily?
No, Lily was... Look, do you want to trade or what?
Of course. A toffel bowl is a valuable item.
Valuable?
Interesting.
Very much so. People often request. They are rarely found, and only by Bjorpoths.
Bjorpoth?
He's walking to the side of the staircase. There's a small outlet of paved stones, like a stopping place. Enough space for him to roll out his mat of wares. It's bizarre. There doesn't seem to be anything holding this staircase in place, and no railing.
We'll watch our step.
He's unrolling his mat again. I recognize some of this stuff. There's a small ornate metal box of some kind which is new. And the stone we traded is here too. The crystallizer of dreams, I believe he said it was.
That may be useful.
Wait a minute.
What?
He also has our things. The two books, the pallid mask, the tooth, your lighter, even our coin.
Where did you get these?
I obtained them fairly.
He even has the bag we were using. I think the other stuff is in there too, the hooks, the shaving kit.
These were our items, and you stole them.
Prisoners have no items.
Give them back.
I will trade you for this.
He's gesturing to the waxy root.
This is valuable to you?
Yes.
Well, you just made the first mistake of trading, friend.
We are not friends.
Oh, we will be. I want the lot.
The lot?
All of it. All the things you took from us, and what you carry.
You offer, I trade.
No, my friend. You want, I take.
I don't think he's used to haggling, but he seems to be considering your offer.
Things you had. For the toffel bowl.
No. The lot of it.
He's getting angry, Arthur.
So am I. You could have helped us when we landed here. Instead, you took advantage. You will give us what we want, or we walk.
Arthur, careful.
Your things.
He's putting our items in front of us, including the bag we had, Arthur.
And the rest.
Arthur.
And what you traded.
He's put the crystallizer of dreams in front of us, too. Arthur, that's plenty.
I said the lot of it.
Arthur, just take it.
One item more.
Deal. Cheer up, John. This is how it works back home.
Put all the things in the bag.
Mask, glass, lighter. I've missed you all.
The coin.
In my pocket it goes.
The toffle bowl.
Yes, yes. Let me choose my final item.
Right. There's a glass jar of violet liquid. It looks thick.
Unknown liquid. Pass.
An oil lamp.
Last one served us well. Let's call that a maybe.
A map.
Also a maybe, but less useful now.
There's a small ornate metal box. It looks like a jewelry box.
Strange.
Yes, it has a picture on the top. A painting of a girl.
A girl? How?
How do you mean?
How?
She's holding a red flower. Maybe a rose. She has a
bonnet?
Yes.
Open it.
What?
Open it.
Thank you.
Arthur. Arthur?
Where did you find this?
The Tothable!
Where did you find this?
The city.
He's pointing to the gates at the top of the stairs. Arthur, what's gotten into you?
This. We're taking this.
The Tothable.
Take it.
The trade is done. Good luck.
Arthur, what the hell has gotten into you? Slow down.
You said it.
What?
You said it.
What did I say?
You said she wouldn't be here.
Said who?
Thoreau.
Arthur, stop. Stop.
This was her music box, John. This was our song. I gave this to her. And only her.
Arthur, remember the Canna said not to go into the city. He said to turn at the gates, to head to the...
Yes, I know.
Have you considered that the king
might... The king didn't know this. He didn't know this. No one but she and I knew this.
He could have dug it out of your subconscious.
No, he couldn't. The same way he didn't know how Thoreau died until I told you. She was buried with this job. She shouldn't be here. If this is here, then couldn't she?
I don't know.
So what does that mean? We found Frank's apartment in the middle of the desert, John, with his things, his books, his food. He was here. What I'm sure what is left behind of him is either dead or gone back in the real world. So what does that mean?
I don't know.
Me neither. But if there is any part of this path that we walk that has been preordained the way those masked cultists seem to think it was, then I can't afford to not know.
The gates are directly in front of us. Large, heavy doors with his symbol carved in. I can see the path curve around the city walls. It leads up. It leads to a way home.
I have to try. I will never be able to live with myself if I leave this place without knowing for certain that she wasn't here, needing her father. Hoping and praying that I would show up and rescue her. You may not understand that, but I need to do this.
I understand, Arthur.